Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Standing on Our Soapbox with your co-host, Scott Fullerton here, and the great Craig Hurley. It is Friday, February 15th, 2019. We made it through a week and 3 days of our brand new show here on Leftist Straight Radio. So happy to have Craig aboard. We look forward to having some spirited discussions between ourselves and hopefully you, the listeners. This is your show to call in on. You can rant, rave, review about your week and join the conversation that we bring to the table. Craig, how's your Friday going, buddy? I might have lost Craig. He'll be back in a second. All right, guys. Well, we got lots of stuff to talk about today. Thanks so much for being part of the show. We are going to try to make this a Monday through Friday thing for you. We have there's never a shortage of news, so lots of stuff going on, and we will kind of take it. But you guys are welcome to call in. Again, the phone number is 347-989-0126. Don't be shy. Call in. You'll be able to hear the show while you're on hold, and we'll get to you just as quick as we can here. Craig, are you in here? We're having trouble with Craig's mic. Okay, we're going to play a quick song, and then we'll get Craig on the line. We're going to talk all about politics. Of course, we had 45 make a big announcement from the Rose Garden today. So much stuff going on. Like I said, there's always a little news somewhere going on. So let's take a little break here, and we're going to do Brandon Carmody's Voices.
Sad laughter I hear, why are you laughing? Those friendly voices I hear, why are they mocking me? Lonely boy in the cold, and all the other boys who've gone home, and
everybody, guys. We are back. Of course, we've been trying to get our mic situated for the last 3 days. Craig, can you hear me okay?
Am I here? Am I here now?
You are
can you
here.
Hear me?
Woohoo!
Awesome.
You are alive.
Great.
Hey,
cool.
Welcome back to the show, even though you were on the show the entire time and we just couldn't hear you. We're doing good.
Yeah, I'm sitting here talking and you're just like, Craig, are you there? Are you there?
Happy Friday, my friend. How's everything?
Yeah, happy Friday.
6 hours away in beautiful downtown Chicago.
Wow. Yeah, it's a cool city. That's for sure. I've been on the road. Sorry. I've been on the road way, way too much lately. And I just want to know where people learned how to drive. I'm so frustrated with everybody. And, you know, I've traveled all over this country and I've experienced all traffic in a lot of major cities. And Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Miami, Florida, the worst drivers in the United States. But I just don't get it, man. If somebody's passing you on the right, that means you are in the wrong lane. You are the hazard on the road. If someone is passing you on the right, it's basic rules of the road, man. That express lane is for people that are hauling ass. It is for people that, and it's not even an express lane. The left lane actually is to remain open at all times for emergency vehicles. Now, you have no idea what my emergency might be if I'm doing 80 miles an hour behind you, but I have some type of emergency. I have some type of mission that I'm on in order to be going that fast, and you are the hazard. If you're sitting in that lane doing 60 miles an hour or 70 miles an hour even, whatever the speed limit is, you are the hazard if people have to drive around you. That is in our rule books. Get your ass out of that lane. I am just really, really, really tired of people not following the basic rules of the road. So I've been on the road way, 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 way too much lately. And then the construction drives me nuts. The construction absolutely drives me berserk. And especially because my family's involved in construction. My dad's owned a civil engineering firm for 40 years. And what they do is they inspect construction sites in order to make sure that the guys are doing what they're supposed to do. So, the developers are developing the buildings that they're supposed to be developing. We got to make sure that the iron workers are doing what they're supposed to do right, concrete workers are doing what they're supposed to do right, the soils guys are doing what they're supposed to do right. So that's what my dad has done for 40 years. I look at a lot of the construction, it's just such a waste of time. There's so many easier ways to get it done so much faster, like the Chinese do. They built in one day, they built a train station, an entire train station that takes 20 trains every half hour. And people are going in and out, in and out, an entire train station in 20 hours. They got 10,000, working, running, electrically, all the rails, all the stuff, everything's working, everything's doing great. 24 hours. They got 10,000 people working on it in one day, and it got done in one day. This is the exact same thing that could happen here. And everybody's like crying for jobs too, right? Everybody needs jobs. So here's a whole bunch of jobs and a whole bunch of people, millions of people being wasted. Their time is being wasted by sitting in construction. I'm just so frustrating just being out there. And it's a Friday. And every major city is just jam-packed with people on the road that have no reason to be on the road. What are you doing?
It's a three-day weekend. The people turning into a four-day weekend for President's Weekend makes it even worse.
Is this a
three-day
weekend
Fridays
as well?
Off now instead of the Monday. It's horrible.
Is President's Day on Monday?
Yes, it is.
So this is a three-day weekend
that
we're dealing with, too. Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
It's
President's
crazy.
Day. Wow, what exactly are we celebrating there?
I guess it's supposed to be closest to Washington's birthday. They used to have, remember, when I was a
That's
kid,
the
22nd. We used to get off both for Lincoln and Washington.
Lincoln is
birthday.
The 16th. Lincoln's the 16th, so that would be tomorrow. And the 22nd right. is Washington's. So that's like, you know, a week and a half from now. What's the deal with President's
Day? I don't
get that.
Yeah, they combined the two. Used to have each of them off, and they combined the two, and I don't know what the rule is now. They have so many rules for holidays these days. But I want to say something real quick because I'll forget about it in a couple of seconds. But it was in the news the other day, and I was pretty excited. Sandusky, Ohio, which is about 2.5 hours from me here, right on Lake Erie and home of Cedar Point, one of the best roller coaster amusement parks in the world. Anyway, the city of Sandusky was able to change their holidays around because they were allowed so many national holidays, and they got their city employees, and unfortunately it's only a citywide thing right now, but they were able to trade off Columbus Day for Election Day now. So instead of the city having Columbus Day off, which is a lot of people have off for, it's a national holiday now, they were able to switch to Election Day for the city of Sandusky. How cool would that be if every state in the, or every city in the country did that?
I'm sorry, dude, I missed that. What was that? What was your question?
I said, well, how cool would it be if we actually got a paid holiday for Election Day, which we've been trying to do, that Mitch McConnell says is just a joke
instead
to democracy.
Instead of Columbus Day. Yeah, I saw that where Sandusky had done that. Yeah, Columbus right. Day. It shouldn't be a holiday anyway. Columbus didn't discover anything but a bad case of syphilis. He didn't discover anything. There were already people here. And if anybody discovered the Americas, it would have been the Vikings. They were here like 500 years before Columbus landed. And he landed in like Jamaica or the Dominican Republic. He didn't land here. So... We shouldn't be celebrating Columbus Day for nothing. He's just an explorer that happened to become the most famous. So,
I agree.
Yeah. So making Election Day
traffic tale. Any more tales?
Making Election Day a paid holiday sounds like a really really good idea. I think that should be across the board for everybody. So that everybody can
Democrats
get off and
have
everybody
proposed
can.
That, and McConnell
yeah.
said it was a ploy. So.
And that everybody can. The turtle, really?
Yeah.
Where,
the turtle.
Are we still
the
listening
turtle.
To him? I'm not understanding. I mean, when people don't make any coherent sense, we shouldn't listen to them anymore. So, and guys like that, he doesn't make any coherent sense. Nothing that comes out of their mouths lately has been. Dude, and I'm having a hard time right now talking to, but it just hasn't made any sense. So all the stuff that they've been talking.
Crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. What did you come in today hot about besides traffic? Anything on top of your mind today?
I was at a preview of Katie's play last night, the Abuelas. Sorry about that. And the Abuelas, and somebody they had a talk back afterwards with the cast and with the director and with the writer, and one of the audience members said that because the Abuelas is about grandmothers that are, because that's what abuela means in Spanish. The grandmothers that are currently looking for their grandchildren that were taken from them in Argentina in the late 70s and early 80s by the military and by the government at that time that was a dictatorship. And the babies were taken from them and then raised with families of military families or government-related families, and they raised them in a way to be no longer dissidents, because the people that they were taking the babies from were supposedly dissidents, and mainly they were just artists who were, you know, talking shit about the government, and because that's basically what, you know, we do. We give an opposing view to what, you see either an opposing view or a mirror image. And if you, as an artist, you're given a mirror image, a lot of people don't like what they see because they see it in themselves and they're like, I really don't like that about myself. So change it. My point is that one of the audience members last night said that under Betsy DeVos' new friggin' plan, and under their caged children at the border plan, they are giving infants to Christian families and taking them away from their parents and giving them to Christian families. They're doing the exact same thing that they did in Argentina in the late 70s. Right. This is disgusting behavior. All of religion, it drives me up a wall. You guys believe in something that doesn't exist. Prove to me that this being exists. I look at all religions as a collective disorder. All these people are all believing, and beliefs are just opinions. They're all believing in some opinions are not based on anything, but somebody's got an idea and here it is. They're all believing these opinions that no one has based any fact off of. And yet we're making laws and we're applying those things to the United States right now, to the United States government. And giving Christianity a big boost here. We are not a Christian nation. We are free in this nation to feel and believe whatever religion we want. I can be an atheist if I want to be. I can be agnostic if I want to be. That is my choice. I can be Baptist. I can be Lutheran. I can be Catholic. That is my choice. If I choose not to believe, that is my choice. And I don't want any of this crap pushed on me, and especially somebody else that's an infant. What are you teaching this kid? How to believe in something that doesn't exist? Why don't you teach the kids to believe in things that do exist, like each other? Like, hey, you exist, right, Scott? I exist, right?
Exactly.
So, and we're talking to each other. I believe in you. I believe you're here. I believe you're talking. So that's what I can see. That's my beliefs. I'm sorry if it's negative, but to me, it's real. It's reality based. Hoping for something in the sky daddy to come and help. If there is one, dude does not care about what we're doing. He gave us free will, correct? Gave us free will. That's right. In their books, right? Free will. So it does not care about what we do or how we do it. And yet everybody's praying to him. I can't even imagine, dude. We have millions of random thoughts every single day, every individual. So 7 billion people are all praying to this entity. Dude, how confusing does that have to be to that entity? If you're throwing out generalizations like I need to win the lotto, well, how confusing is that? That there's nothing that entity could actually do, and he's getting 7 billion thoughts all at once. That's crazy.
Exactly. And to your point also, just about one religion over another, it drives me up a tree. They're pushing through all these so-called quote unquote religious freedom bills. But from what religion are you being freedom for? It's for Christian only. If God forbid, a Jewish person had the best bakery in town and decided not to sell Christian a wedding cake, they would be up in arms all over the place. It's just,
yeah,
it's so pick and choose. Pick your own story. It's crazy. I agree. Too wild.
So, yeah, people have been driving me up a wall.
That's a good
speaking
rant.
Of walls.
I like it. That's what we're here for.
Speaking of walls, what's
yeah,
our national
walls,
emergency? I want to get back. Keeping yourself safe, Scott. We have a national emergency right now. Have you been making yourself safe?
If I can
I'm
make
still
a
wondering
wall
how the hell
the
I'm supposed to make
I would
myself
feel a
safe
lot
right
safer. Let's put a wall around him. I would feel a lot safer.
They make those already. They make walls already, and they're in the shape of a square usually or a rectangle. And you know, we put corrupt people inside of them, and that's what they're designed for. Let's try to get all of the people that aren't corrupt out, because they don't deserve to be there in the first place. If somebody got nailed, especially with the way we're legalizing across the country, somebody got nailed for weed, they need to be out of prison now. Right now. No red tape. No, out. Because we need their help. If they were a dealer, we need them to be a dispensary owner. If they were a grower, then we need them to be a horticulturalist. We need them. And if, you know, if they're a user, well, hey, we need them as well, because we need the tax money. So that's how all of that should work. They need to be out of jail now, and corrupt people need to be in jail.
There you go. I could not bring myself to watch it today. I thought I was going to. I really gave it a good college try. I turned on the TV at 10 o'clock when he was supposed to speak. He made me wait for 15 minutes, and I don't wait for nobody. So I said, I don't really want to listen to your drivel anyway. But then I go and read some transcripts from this thing, and the guy is calling it an emergency, but he actually says in his speech, this is actually what he says, I don't need to do this. I could do the wall over a period of time, but I'd rather do it much faster. So wait a second. You're calling an emergency, but then you're saying you don't need to do it? I lost the logic somewhere in there. Those things make me go bananas.
No, that's what I'm. That's what I'm talking about. They don't. They're not making any sense. They're just not making any logical sense. If there's some logic to all of this, great, but there isn't.
I don't understand. I just don't understand it. He's taking. I mean, and we're talking about drugs. He's saying, "Oh, this is. We're doing this because of all the drug trafficking, but the money he wants to take through executive
what drug trafficking?
Emergency orders."
What drug trafficking? All of the heroin we know comes from Afghanistan or Korea, and it comes through airplanes and it comes through ships. We know this. There's no mules. There's no people doing this. And nobody wants, and the cocaine, are you kidding? It comes through ships, and it's the same thing. It comes through planes. Nobody's walking it over the border. And as far as any of the weed that was in if we're talking about weed, if that's in Mexico, nobody wants to smoke Mexican dirt weed. Nobody, that shit sucks. So nobody wants that. And, you know, we've gotten to a point where we've narrowed it down to the science of it and the potencies and all of that. I'm not going backwards in my life on this. You know, this stuff doesn't come through on somebody's back. That's not how this works. It comes through in other ways.
It's in cars, trucks, planes, trains, automobiles, my friend. You're right. 100% right. But then he's trying to take money away. The money he's trying to take from is from drug treatment and drug dispenser. He wants to take $600 million from the Treasury's Drug Forfeiture Fund. He wants to take $2.5 billion from the Pentagon's Drug Interdiction Program. And he wants to take $3.5 billion from the Pentagon's military construction budget to build this damn wall that everyone says we don't need. It's like, I just don't understand. It makes you just go crazy. I don't understand.
Yeah,
all
the funding should be left where it was initially for everything that was already in play, and not change any of that. We've wasted an awful lot of money on military spending right now. We could take off a bunch of it, you know, like the whole Space Force bullshit, all of that money. There's $1 trillion set aside for that. That's stupid. So, you know, you start using it on the real things that are happening right here, right now, such as opiate addiction, which the opiate addiction, by the way, that's not heroin that anyone's talking about. That's Oxycontin. That's not,
right.
It's not some illicit drug. It's the thing that you have in your medicine cabinet that your doctor prescribed to you. And then they're going to prescribe something else that doesn't mix with that. And that's when you die of a drug overdose. So, and from an opiate drug overdose, I just have a real problem with all of this stuff. heroin. Heroin was designed in early 1900s by Bear Aspirin. Bear Aspirin had it out. It was just a part of everybody's regular everyday use. It's a it's a derivative of morphine, you know, and we use morphine. We use morphine all the time for people that are in severe pain, correct? So, and we use it, you know, to help people out when they're dying. That's what it's there for. I'm pretty sure if there is a God, that's what they intended it for, is either old people that are in pain or, you know, people that are dying, and to help them through that process. Because it helps them through that process, gets rid of the pain
right.
that they're experiencing.
No, my aunt up in Washington, she lives in Edmond, Washington, and she uses the hemp oil, and it's improved her joints and her circulation so much she could barely walk, and now she's doing so much better. They can't deny all these benefits of all these drugs. They're just not taking advantage of them, and they're trying to legislate out the benefits and trying to just make up things that aren't a true problem.
Hemp,
I don't understand it.
Hemp is, a lot of people are confused on that too. Hemp is not marijuana. It can be. Hemp is usually the male form of the plant. And hemp is the strongest natural fiber known to man. We used to use it in the past for our rope, for our clothing, for almost everything that we needed a fiber for. We used to use hemp, and it grew wild everywhere and still does. But a lot of places we've already, you know, we've leveled it and made a parking lot. And so it can't grow through a parking lot, but you go out to some of these fields and stuff in the middle of even Illinois and that haven't been plowed, and you'll see wild weed growing all over the place. So hemp is the male form, which you cannot get high on, and it contains no THC. But I'm not sure if it does have CBD qualities. It might, which is the cannabinoid, which is what is actually the painkiller. So that's why, you know, your mother-in-law? No.
Aunt.
What did you say?
My aunt.
Your aunt.
My aunt.
Yeah. Your aunt. I was like, wait, you're single. You don't have a mother-in-law. What am I thinking? But
I was going to say that you know something I don't, but that's okay.
Nice. That's why your aunt might be getting better effects from what she want to try. CBD oil, the CBD oil is a little cannabinoid oil, so it's actually from it's actually from the weed itself or from the marijuana itself. But hemp is,
I gotta tell you, it's
the strongest natural fiber known to man, and we could use it in a whole bunch of areas, a whole bunch of stuff. We're creating all this synthetic microbeads and shit. We don't need to create that stuff. We've got a really strong fiber, and we're destroying the planet with all this stuff. So why not use what the planet already gave us?
I agree. I got to tell you my story on it. I was never did marijuana. I never did drugs of any kind growing up. And kind of, to me, my brother was all into that. And to me, it just made him lazy. So I just didn't see the point of it. But then I went to my high school reunion, and actually a girl I graduated
lazy,
with.
But was he causing any problems?
What's that? My brother
was he
no,
causing
no, no, he was, just lazy.
Was he causing any problems? Was he getting into trouble?
He was just lazy.
Yeah, no, I
no,
you know,
well, I,
if
yeah,
there's some
he did,
guy
but
who's
I would,
smoking
I can't
a joint
that on the
and
weed.
sitting on a couch and watching TV or playing PlayStation or playing Xbox or whatever it is, person that is not causing any trouble for anyone, not for one person, not for nobody.
Well, he got into a lot of trouble that had nothing to do with the weed.
Lazy.
That's a separate story. In and of itself.
Nice.
But what
nice.
The point I was trying to make, though, is when I was on the I didn't care one way or the other, but I went to one of my high school reunions, and this girl I went to high school with, Laura Louie, her dad was my dentist, actually married Woody Harrelson, been married to Woody Harrelson forever. And we talked to him because he's such an advocate. And so we talked about it at a high school reunion, and I learned more than I ever thought. And she was like one of the most straight-laced person I knew. And she said, oh, yeah, and she gave me all the reasons why she does it. And so I changed my tune totally after talking to Laura Louie. Big shout-out there.
But didn't Woody quit? I think he quit smoking. He may have quit maybe just
recently,
for a short period of time. But, yeah,
think,
and it happened
yeah,
recently.
I don't think it was permanent. Yeah,
no,
I don't think it was.
I think he quit to get some clarity and you know, figure out, you know, where he's really at with it. So, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Well,
I remember watching him on, I don't know what show he was on. Colbert maybe? Maybe Myers? I'm not sure. But he was talking about it at that point that he was sober and that he hadn't smoked weed in a while. Yeah.
Well, his wife is the one that convinced me that it was A-okay. So,
nice.
It was pretty enlightening conversation we had over cocktails one night at the high school reunion. So that was interesting stuff. What else hit your button? This wall thing we know is a joke. That's kind of a silly stuff. We have the 152nd candidate for president announced, except this is a Republican. Bill
nice.
Weld, former governor of Massachusetts, announced he's going to run against Donald Trump. Thought that was interesting. Probably doesn't have a
Excellent.
Snowball chance in hell, but I'm glad that he's going to be challenged at least. I don't want the guy to get
I think there's a lot of people that are willing to throw their hat into the ring right now and willing to step up against him in a debate. I've said it in the past. Give me 5 minutes. Give me 5 minutes on stage with this dude, and I will tear him up. I just won't put up with any of that. Like when he was circling Hillary in the debate like a shark, I would have been nice about it at first. I would have been like, excuse me. I would have been talking to one of the judges or the debate commentators. And I would have said,
right.
Can you please ask him to return to his podium while I speak? You know, I would have done it that way first, but then I would have turned around and I would have just confronted his bully ass. I would have been like, dude, get out of my face, get back to your podium before we have a problem, because I won't put up with that. And no one should.
Right.
No one.
No, and I'm sure she probably wanted to do that. She is not not a wallflower, but how does it look if the woman does it? So I can see the
I wish she would have. And then when he brought up during the same debate, when he brought up Clinton's indiscretion, Bill's indiscretions, and I'm like, dude, why? If Bill Clinton would have just stood up and said, listen, dude, stop talking shit about me. We've already been through this, and you're talking shit now in front of my daughter, in front of my wife, in front of millions of people. Stop talking shit. Otherwise, I'm coming down there to kick your ass. It would have been a completely different thing. And the Secret Service would never have let them fight, would never have let anything like that happen. So, and all the security that's around there, nothing like that. But it gives people an idea of how to handle that situation. Because,
right.
You know, him doing that stuff and saying shit just at random, you can't let him get away with it. You just cut him down. You just nail him. Nail him on his toupee. Nail him on his toupee.
Yeah.
Nail him on his own discretions. Nail him on sleeping with frickin' porn stars. Dude, I don't even do that. I'm an actor. Nail him on, you know, well, I have slept with a couple, like, you know, 27 and all washed up, a couple of penthouse pets. And Playboy bunnies, but I'm never a porn star. So I'm not sure what, you know, I don't mean to cut down porn stars either. It's a job and it's actually a very difficult job. But you got to nail him on things that are supposedly looked down on, you know, while he's
right.
going off and nailing you. While he's trying to cut you down.
That's why you have to respect Pelosi so much, because she won't deal with him either. And she kind of
yeah, she's not
right
putting up with
his
shit. Yep.
No. And that's what we need. We need everyone to do that. The guy. I mean, all his little Republican people, his little Marcos and his low energy jab that wouldn't stand up to him until it got whiny at the end. That was just ridiculous. I can't believe his own party didn't stand up to him back in the day. It's ridiculous.
I think everybody is just too afraid of a bully. They're too afraid. They back down, and they're not stand up comedians, so they don't know how to handle a heckler, and he's a heckler. So you have to be able to handle a heckler. And, you know, right. I'd really love to see somebody else get up there. I've said this for a while that we need comedians, especially guys like Bill Maher, Stephen Colbert, Jon Stewart. We need these guys to actually be running our country. They should be cabinet members. They should be senators. We had Al Franken, but then Al Franken got nailed on that, on the stupid thing that everybody of those pictures, everybody was involved. I don't know these people personally, but from what I understand, everybody knew that stuff was going on. They were doing it to each other the entire day. It was part of the bit of what was happening. They were doing this comedy bit. So for those pictures of him to come out and then him to resign, he resigned because he didn't want it to be a big deal against the Democratic Party. And really, he should have just stood in there and said, yeah, no, this is stupid. This is a joke. All of this stuff is false. And, you know, I need to stand up and make sure that everybody understands what was really happening there. But even a guy like Al Franken right now, I would love to see him run for president. Absolutely. Because you need somebody in there who's going to be able to handle hecklers and be able to turn in a witty way and cut them down just as fast. And stop them from doing whatever it is they're doing.
Right. I think we've learned from that. We learned that in Virginia. As much as I don't like any of the stuff happening in Virginia, I got to say a small part of me admires the guy for not stepping down, because we've learned the hard way where we step down too quickly. The Republicans won't. They're not going to step down. They're not.
Oh, no, they don't step down at all.
I mean, look at Roy Moore. Look at what happened. Roy Moore stuck in there till the bitter end.
Yeah.
And we kind of go on our principled road
of sleeping with
the Democrats. We'll kind of go principled, and it doesn't work for us most of the time.
Gun toting on stage. That's some crazy behavior. He's like Foghorn Leghorn. I'm really tired of if your last name is and your face reminds me of a cartoon character, or your whole name, I'm not voting for you ever. Just so you know. And I'm pretty sure there's a whole bunch of people out there that feel the same way. There's at least 60% of the people out there that feel the same way. So good luck voted in for a cartoon character to be. So, because these people came, you know, have been coming out of the woodwork, and it's like, what? Where did you come from? What are you?
Right.
How do you even exist?
Hey, we didn't have a chance to go into it yesterday, but I want to jump into it for a couple of minutes today. And God bless Nancy Pelosi for bringing it up in her thing last night. About yesterday being the anniversary of Parkland, the one-year anniversary exactly. Now, that is a national emergency. I think we can agree on where guns are in our nation.
And yeah,
that's
she
not
brought it up.
Whatsoever.
Yeah, she brought it up that Democrats should be calling gun violence a national emergency. And, that is one of our national emergencies that we have. That it absolutely
now,
is.
You guys have lived on and off in Florida. What is it really the gun culture like down in Florida? You guys, is that
everybody has a gun. Everybody.
Okay.
Everybody has a gun. You can literally walk into the gun shop and buy a gun right there, right then. You don't have to and walk out with it. I did.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, during his inauguration, while he was on the podium, I was buying a Maverick 88 shotgun. Purchasing it, and he was on the podium, and he was on the monitor, in the gun shop. So, and the gun shop, there were a couple of people that came through there, but mostly it was empty. And I thought that was probably the most patriotic thing that I could do.
I love that. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I can't believe you were able to get it because I thought Obama was going to make it illegal for all guns, and we weren't going to
have
any guns
out,
anymore.
I walked out of it. I walked out of the shop with it. I didn't have to. I didn't have to do anything. All I had to do was get clear, and I'm not a felon, and you know I don't have anything. There's nothing on my record. My credit's good, so that's all they're looking at.
It is insane. If things like that don't happen, I'm kind of excited for Mark. What's his last name? That's running for Gabby Gifford's husband, running for Senate. I like that we're getting some responsible people in there. He had he was a strong force, I think, during all that happening with her. Because I do believe gun rights is. I think we've misconstrued our Second Amendment to no end.
It's the Second Amendment isn't really about us. It really isn't. It's about a well-armed militia in the case of an oppressive government. And we're to have that militia well-trained and well-armed. That's a militia. That's not everybody. That's a militia. That's usually a small group of men and women. It's not everybody. So it doesn't really apply to all of us. But at this point,
the genie is so far out of the bottle, there's no way you can go back.
You cannot go back on it. What we have to do is assume that everyone has a gun. Actually, it should stop criminals from ripping people off. It should stop criminals from doing criminal behavior. If you think that the person that you're about to hold up has a gun, you're probably not going to hold them up. So, you know, I would just assume at this point that everybody is carrying. It's really, really easy. And also definitely assume that the criminals are carrying. They don't care. They don't care about laws. They're criminals.
Yeah, I'm still thinking that that just comes across as, I think you're 100% right, but I think it is the straw argument that the gun lobby is trying to do, that the only thing that stops a gun is a gun. That goes into that same mentality. And I can agree with you where you're right. Everyone does have a gun.
It just has to do with being able to defend yourself in a world that is completely out of control with guns. We've got 600 million guns and only 400 million people. Right now, that's 2 million guns. I mean, that's 2 guns per person. Per person.
Yeah, it's. Right? I don't understand.
Did I do that math right? 1.5 guns.
Pretty close. 1.5. Yeah, 1.5.
Yeah, 1.5 guns per person. So we've got a whole bunch of guns, you know, and you got to just face that as true and as fact, and that's what the fact is. So that means that most likely the person that you are talking to is holding 1.5 guns. You just have to assume that because it's available to them.
To get that concealed carry permit? Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah, a lot of times. I can actually do it because I'm an actor and I have stalkers. I could have already actually done it. Everybody should be allowed to carry whatever they're carrying. I'm assuming that everybody is already. I think there was I don't know where the video came out of, but there was a dude just like 3 days ago who robbed a gas station or a restaurant, and everybody in the restaurant lit him up. Everybody in the restaurant pulled a gun on him. And it's like, well, that's what's happening now. You can't go in and really try to be, try to rip anybody off and assume that they're not going to defend themselves. Everybody's pretty aware of the way this is. So
it is definitely an interesting situation we find ourselves in. That is for sure. What else we got to talk about here? One of the things that has 40 little emergency legislatures that's going to get, he knows it's going to get stopped up in courts, but he thinks it's going to go to the Supreme Court. where he's kind of stockpiled his Gorsuches and his Kavanaughs. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg made it back today, so I am so happy for her. We can't afford to lose another justice. We already have a generation that's going to be messed up here.
Oh, no, so that's what I was talking about.
The
abuelas, you know, and that the same stuff's happening on our border. I'm sorry, I don't mean to go back to that, but I do. You know, that wow, it's something you just said that about Ginsburg that made me think of this. And we don't need to lose another justice. It's going to affect all of what's happening right now with Kavanaugh and with the border, and it's going to affect generations from now. We're talking 40 years from now, 50 years from now, when all of us are dead and gone. They're going to be affected by what the choices we made, and these choices right now are freaking horrific. So, you know, I I'm seeing it with the play that Katie's doing, that it's generations are really messed up, really, really messed up because of things like this. And you can't mess up generation after generation and expect things to get better, expect things to get more civil.
And we just brought in two Supreme Court justices in their 50s, and our elder ones are in their 80s, so they have 30 years to do precedent. They already have in mind.
Yeah, it's
going to
be like
100
years worth of.
Exactly. I read an article the other day. They already have in mind the person they want if something else happens to someone. It's a young lady in her upper 40s that's a judge, and she is an extreme Catholic that doesn't even believe in women's right for any abortion, being a woman. So it's going to be real interesting if something happens in the
understand.
Next 2 years. I don't either.
I really don't get it. Who takes care of the child after it's born?
Well, I had a big argument on talk. I listen to our talk radio here just because it pisses me off. And this guy, one of the radio hosts, ultra conservative in our little area here. And I call in on occasion just to kind of tell him to shut up. But basically, he was talking about we're living in a death culture for abortions and all this late term and everything. Called in and I told him, I said, there's no such thing as pro-life. It's pro-birth. They want to make sure this baby gets born, but they don't have any social nets. They want to stop LGBT from adopting so no one will take care of these kids. They want to get these kids born, but they don't want anything to do with them after they're out of the womb. And it's just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, so you create some crackhead foster child? That doesn't make any sense. I'm calling all humans crackheads because they're all crazy. So, you know, you're creating a foster child, the second that you're not letting them abort. I'm really confused because I eat eggs every single day, and that's just a chicken abortion, right? So why are we not? What chicken has done anything wrong to? I want to know what chickens have done anything wrong to anyone. I've never had a chicken do anything wrong to me, yet I eat chicken abortions every single day, and I'm like, why? What is the difference? Why? Because it's a chicken. Why is a human an abortion? And a chicken and omelet. And I'm stealing that from some comedian, and I don't even know who it is. But I find it funny. Otherwise, I wouldn't be stealing it. And I'd love to pay homage to him, and I don't know who it is that I just stole that from. Why is it an omelet? And why is a human an abortion? What's the difference? And if I told that to my dad would say, oh, I had a rooster jump on top of my head at a farm once. I was flogged by a rooster. So, yeah, I'm going to eat those eggs. He's the only one on the planet that's got a problem with chicken.
I have never met the person that wants an abortion. I've met people that have had them, but not that they wanted it, that it was a circumstance beyond their control, they wanted to make life better for or not ruin the kid's life. I don't think anyone, I think it's a false argument that it's used for birth control. I think it's just.
Yeah, I've never met anybody. Yeah, I've known people who have had abortions as well, and I've never met anybody who wanted to have it. It was circumstances.
Right.
They can't afford it. They can't raise it. They can't. It can't be a part of their lives. Nobody's life is. They're not ready for it unless they're preparing for it. Unless they're actually doing
right.
it.
Right. And again, part of the pro-birth culture, we're not going to let contraceptives be part of insurance plans. God forbid we stop these from happening early on. We can't teach, can't give contraceptions in school or anything. God forbid we stop the pregnancies from happening ahead of time. But we'll damn well make sure that you have it to term if you decide to have sex anyway. So
can we please
really,
fire the Secretary of Education immediately? Can we please fire her?
Oh, my God.
Get rid of her? She's horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
Unbelievable.
We need to be seriously teaching sex ed.
A girl raised only in private school talking about public education, just that alone should disqualify her, let alone all her other wackadoodle views. But
yeah, she's completely attacking
public
education.
School.
It needs
right.
to be better. There needs to be more funding. There needs to be teachers need to teach facts. They, you know, and we need to be able to supply them with those facts. There's a whole bunch of stuff out there that's not being taught right. So, and I'm not saying, you know, close that all down. No, you can't close that all down. You revamp it. You figure out what the problems are, school by school, and you fix it. You teach the correct curriculum. My sister is a teacher, and she has said that she has had to create her own curriculum for a long time, that the education system doesn't, yeah, that it doesn't provide it. And it's like, why? You know, it should provide something for the teachers to be able to teach.
Just
she doesn't have
an entire. It's not about teaching. It's about passing a test score anymore. Any teacher will tell you they're not able to teach what needs to be taught. They're able to. They are made to teach what's going to be told on a test, so their kids can move on to another grade or something, but not know anything about what they're supposed to know in life or in general. It's ridiculous. We're teaching them how to take tests. We're not teaching them how to go through life.
Yeah, we do need
we
to
should
be
have
teaching.
Your teacher call in someday. That'd be a great topic.
Nice.
You gotta start finding.
Yeah, we should be leaving. We should be teaching life stories or how to live life. You know, how to deal with a budget in your lifetime. How to deal with all of the things that you have to deal with. So all the basics instead of Thanksgiving and the Pilgrims. Give me a break.
Right.
We don't need a Thanksgiving anymore
right.
to celebrate mass genocide. We just don't need to do it. Wow. Can you hear? I've got a tiger. Can you hear it in the background? I've got a tiger from a carnival. I won. Can you hear him growling? He's growling all by himself.
I don't. That's exciting though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's kind of weird. I want a tiger at a carnival. That's a long story. By
that's
shooting out the little red star,
I like that.
Shooting out the little red star with the BBs. That's really, really difficult to do. And I did it.
You were able
I've done
to do
it
that?
Times, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's about it's about pausing. You only shoot like two or three BBs at a time. Don't. I can't believe I'm giving this away. Only shoot two or three BBs at a time and shoot them. So small clusters and then shoot them around the points of the star. Don't ever hit the star until the very, very end when you want to knock the star out. That's the last time that you hit the star with the last BB. So otherwise, you go
you
all the way around
carry
it, point
just
to point
for
to point
that.
To point. Little tiny
clusters. I think
clusters,
that's all you need to do
tiny...
carry permit. Just know how to do that. That's
two.
Awesome.
Two or three BBs at a time. And you should be able to do it.
If I could
it
do
also
that
depends
and
on...
climb the fireman's ladder to get that $10 bill at the end, I would be
nice.
In every carnival in the state. I'll tell you. If I could do those two things... that would be my lifelong dream. Just go every carnival every summer, shoot out the little star, and climb up that ladder with the $10 bill at the end. It should be inflation for 100 nowadays, though, because I can never stand that damn rope more than 2 seconds.
I can't do that. I can't do the fireman's ladder thing. I've got friends that can, but I can't do it. Where I can shoot out a star.
Well, my friend, we are 5 minutes away from our last show of the week. I've kind of been enjoying doing this, my friend. It's great to have you aboard.
Yeah, this has been cool. I'm wondering if anybody's going to call in again at the very last second, like they've done twice in a row.
I'm waiting to see that. We have had, you guys are allowed to call in. 347-99-226
in the last
2 days. We've had callers as we go to final song, which has been kind of funny. We're
going
to try to hit you guys 5 days a week, as long as Craig doesn't have an audition or an acting gig, and I can climb up onto the soapbox. We're going to be here as often as we can for you, so keep a lookout on your social media for us.
I was just downtown this afternoon, and I mean at 12 noon, and we were there for an audition. So, dude, I'm sitting in front of the mic a couple hours later. So
there you
go. You know, it's
we're building a website right now. If you guys want to reach out to us, please reach out right now. You can do it, Scott, Scott, at leftofstraightradio.com. That's LEFTOFSTR, the number 8, radio.com. If you have any suggestions for shows you'd like to hear, please give us a call at 347-989-0126, whatever on the air. We'd love to hear what you're thinking. You have premieres going on this weekend. Talk about that, and where, if they're in the Chicagoland area, where should they be going to
Victory,
see the Abuelas at?
Yeah, Victory Gardens Theater. It's on Lincoln in Chicago. And it's the Abuelas, and their premiere is tonight. So opening night is tonight, and then they run for 6 weeks, I believe, till March 17th. And yeah, it's a good show. It's prepare to learn something and prepare to cry. So, you know, if you go see the show, I've seen it a number of times already. I saw previews and I saw read throughs. So, and every time it gets me. I'm on fire because of the Betsy DeVos thing today. I learned that they're giving babies to Christian families, and I'm like, what is happening? The exact same crap. So, just
I'm sure we're
going
to hear
later.
All sorts of stuff that's going to tick us off over the weekend. So be sure to join us here next Monday at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern time. We are going to rant, rave, and review everything that's on our minds. You guys are more than welcome to call in. Any last sage words of advice, Mr. Craig Hurley?
Everybody be nice. Be nice to each other. Treat your neighbors well. Treat your friends well. Have a decent weekend instead of, you know, flipping out on each other. I know I've been a little off lately as well. So everybody just be nice to each other, please.
I can't say it any better than that. Guys, thanks for tuning in to Standing on Our Soapbox. For Craig and I, Scott Fullerton, we appreciate it. We'll see you next Monday, a short 3 days. Like I said, I think we'll be back at 1 o'clock Pacific time, 4 o'clock Eastern. Check the social media for it. Craig, stay on the line. Guys, have a great weekend. We're going to play out, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Peace, brother.
our Lord.